This is Daily Baby, a daily snippet into my life as a first-time mum. Hi, it's Vaya, and I don't want to talk too fast, but I've promised myself this bowl of ice cream that's sitting right here once I get through my daily baby tasks. It was a great day. We started with a sanctioned, socially distanced walk with a friend within my 5 kilometre radius. Loopholes. And it was my friend Kat, one of my best friends from high school, and I haven't seen her in 3 months since she met the baby. And she's pregnant herself, due in November. And I got out of the car and I saw her, and her little one ran towards us, and her dog and the dog she was dog sitting ran over, and I got really emotional because it was just so heartwarming to see a friend. And we walked around the football oval while her son chased the dogs around, and I got to see her bump and she got to see my baby. He was strapped to the carrier on my chest and he slept the whole time. And we saw some ducks. The dogs had a great time and I was renewed. It's quite incredible how much I took human connection for granted before. And I don't even think I really took it for granted, but I must have. We're all a bit on edge in Victoria because we're supposed to come out of stage 4 lockdown in a week, but the numbers are still not great and it's a whole fruit salad of issues. And I haven't obviously been going into it because it's anxiety inducing and I don't want to jinx it, even though that makes no sense. But anyway, there's a lot riding on this weekend. Also, it's Father's Day on Sunday, so I've been trying to get a few last minute ducks in a row. Speaking of ducks, I've sent some photos to get printed near my sister's place because obviously I can't go over there to where my dad lives, and I've had a little brag book made up. So she's going to collect the photos and the album, put together the album for my dad as his Father's Day present. And I'll talk more about KB's Father's Day present in the next episode. It involves his habit of nibbling on the baby's ears. And it's also KB's birthday next week. So now I have a future of partner's birthday, Father's Day back to back. Just like how my mum's birthday is right near Mother's Day. It's forever trying to think of gifts that can be siphoned out across 2 days close to each other. But I feel organized. One good thing about online life at the moment is the click and collect delivery lifestyle is, yeah, got to get organized. There's still one more thing I might want to arrange for Tuesday using the Cameo app, which I'm obsessed with, but I haven't found the right one. But I am clocking off for the week. Oh, my mum came around today too, and the baby was taking little kips, little disco naps today, like just little ones and not big ones. So he finally is down, and then he wanted to sleep on me or on someone, and any time we tried to put him down or move him, he would just spring awake again. Have I said this 100 times in this podcast? That's just his hobby. That's what he does. But every time he woke up, I would feed him to sleep again, and the pattern would repeat itself. He's in his bed for the night now and had some ups and downs, but I'm gonna, however next week looks, we're turning a corner.
Thank you for listening. You can follow Daily Baby Pod on Instagram or Twitter. Search Daily Baby Podcast on Facebook. Leave me a rating on your podcast app and drop me a line anytime. Chat soon.